Okay, so today is Daf Dalid. We are on Gimel Amud Beis, by like the first wide line. We're in the middle of discussing different statements of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi plays a large role in Maseches Megillah because of a lot of his statements that a bunch of them are in the sugya. So the first statement that we're going to continue with is the second statement that we're going to continue is dealing with just a little background about the concept of Bate Orichoma. The rule is about houses in a walled city. So if somebody sells a house in a walled city, the city is walled from Yeshua ben Nun, now you know the connection, so he can redeem that house up to a year. He has a year to redeem the house, it's a buyback option. If he does not buy back the house, then it's gone from him even by Yovel. If he sells a house in a non-walled city, then he can redeem it all the way to Yovel, and if he doesn't redeem by Yovel, it still goes back to the Mocher. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, krach." So you have a city, she yashav, that was built, right? Ulubasov hukaf. So what happens was, is the wall was built after these people inhabited the city. So krach she yashav ulubasov hukaf nidon kikfar. It has the tudidin of an unwalled city, and therefore, when it comes to goal, when it comes to bate orichoma, since it has an unwalled city, it reverts back at Yovel, my taima. What's the reason why? Ish kiyim kor base moshav irchoma. So if you said it says ish kiyim kor base moshav irchoma, mashma that the base choma has to be the bias has to be in a walled city, meaning that the bias was built inside a walled city. Shehukaf ulubasof yashav. That was already it was walled and then he sat. Filo sheyashav ulubasof hukaf. And not that he sat and then it was walled. So machlokes Rashi Tosfos as to whether or not this applies. This halacha is specifically a Bate Orichoma din, or maybe this is also applying to Megillah. We're talking about a walled city or not walled city. So Rashi seems to say that this only applies, he says specifically, in Bate Orichoma. Tosfos says, no, this is also talking about when it comes to determining whether or not this is a walled city, Legabe Megillah, reading Megillah on Diodalot or Tesvav. He says that's why it's brought here. So that's just my close what this applies to. Okay, but Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi says, Krach she'ein bo asar batlanim. If a city doesn't have 10 blat batlanim, what are 10 blat batlanim? We'll get more to this tomorrow's daf. Rashi says asar batlanim she batlin mimalachton. They don't work and they're always in shul. She batlin mimalachton. She yumitzuyin tamid beisakneser shachris arvis. They're always around. You're always going to have a minion. These guys don't work. They sit in shul all day. Maybe it's like a kolo or something. I'm not sure. Nidon kekfar. So that if they don't have 10 batlanim, then you're viewed as a village, and if you're viewed like a village, they have the right to read Megillas Esther earlier. My kamashma on the Gemara. So what's the chiddush here? We'll see on the Mishnah on Daf Hey tomorrow's Daf Tanina. We already learned this in the Mishnah. Ezu Ir Gedola. What's considered a big city where you would read on Yud Dalid and you can't make it earlier? Kol Sheyesh Bo Asar Batlanim. If it has at least 10 batlanim. But Pachas Mikan, if it has less than these 10 batlanim, Harizek Kfar. It's like a kfar and you'd make it earlier. So therefore, we already learned this. So Gemara says, no, Krach Itzrichle. We need this because we're talking about a metropolis, a massive city where people come in and they do business there. People are always there. So you might think that the 10 batlanim don't have to be residents of the city. Since people are constantly coming in, you'll have 10 batlanim no matter what. Afal Gabdin Mikle Lima Alma. So therefore, no, comes the Mishnah, comes Rabbi Shua ben Levi tell us that it has to be, the 10 batlanim have to be, the 10 batlanim have to be 10 people who are citizens and residents of the city, not if they come from the outside. The Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Krach Shechar Olosof Yashav. So you have a city that, I guess, a walled city, that was destroyed and then was rebuilt. Nidon kekrach. It's the same din as the walled city. My charav. What does it mean charav? Ilema charvu chamosav. That its walls were destroyed, right? So then you think you're telling me that it only gets the status of a walled city again if it's rebuilt? That's not true. I mean yashav in lo yashav lo. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rav Yossi Omer. It says asher lo choma. Lo is written Vav Aleph, which is both what Lo has or doesn't have. So he says, Lo Choma, right? So lo koma afal pish ein lo achshav v'hayi lo kol dum tchein. It's considered a walled city even if it doesn't have the wall right now, but had prior to. So we already know that. So they can't be talking about an ear that was charav, means that the walls were destroyed, and it only gets the status of a walled city again if it's rebuilt. We know that's not true. So Ella, what does it mean? Ears krach shacharav, my charav. It's shacharav me'asar batlanim. It had 10 batlanim, then it lost the 10 batlanim, and if it gets back the 10 batlanim, it reverts back to its original status of being a krach that reads on yadalid and doesn't make it earlier. The Amar of Yishuv and Levi. Yishuv and Levi says, again, Yishuv and Levi plays a major role in Maseches Megillah. The Amar of Yishuv and Levi, Lod, Ono, Vegeha, Charashim. These are all Lod, Ono, Vegeha, Charashim, are three cities in the area of Shevet Binyamin. Mukafas, Chomi, Moshe, Yishuv, and Nun Hayu. They are all considered cities that had a wall from the times of Yishuv and Nun. The Gemara is assuming that Yishuv and Nun, the Gemara is saying that Yishuv and Nun built these cities and built them built walls around them. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Vichihani Yoshua ninu." Are these cities? They were built by Yoshua. They're built by people later. V'ha el pa'al, el pa'al bananani. El pa'al built them because there's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim dichsiv. Ubenei el pa'al aver u'misham b'shamer. Who, meaning El Pa'al, Bona es Ono, Ve'eslud, Ubinosea. He built these cities. So it's El Pa'al built them. El Pa'al is in generations after Yeshua. The generations after Yeshua, they wouldn't read on Tesvav, they would read on Yudalid. And Ultameich, according to you, is it really so true that El Pa'al built them? They were actually built even later. Asa'a Bananhi. Asa'a, who's many generations later, he built them. The Haksiv, since the Pasuk in the Rayyamim says, another Pasuk says, Vayivain, talk about Asa, Vayivain Are Mitzura, he built Yehuda. He built these walled cities in Yehuda, and apparently these apply to these, I'm not sure why that means this applies to these three specific cities. Right, Rashi says, he says he built these walled cities in Yehuda. The problem is, Rashi points out, is these three cities are in Binyamin. So Rashi says that when it came to when the 10 Shvatim left, Binyamin didn't leave. It stayed with Yehuda. So if you built something in Yehuda, if you built something in Binyamin, they say it's as if you built it in Yehuda. But the assumption being here is that it was built by Asa. So what does it mean? Is it built by Yeshua, by El Pa'al, or Asa? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Elazar, Hani, these cities, Mukafas, Kalmi, Moshe, Yeshua, Ben Nun, Havu. They were all built in walled cities by the time of Yeshua, Ben Nun. What happened? Charabim, made Pelegish, Begiva. They were in Binyamin, and there was a whole to do by Pelegish, Begiva, with a big civil war. And these cities were destroyed. Right? But Asa El Pa'al Ubanani. And El Pa'al came and rebuilt them. Hadra Ilpol, and they got destroyed again. The Asa Asa Shapitzinu. And Asa, like Shiputzim, right? They did Asa rebuilt them and put them back together. So these cities were still considered, don't think just because they were rebuilt now that they're not Mizman Yeshua bin Nun. They go back as being walled all the way from the times of Yeshua bin Nun. So take Konami. And you can also be medayi from the pasuk that Asa didn't build these cities, rather that he just, I guess, fortified them or reinforced them. The pasuk says there, "Vayomer lo Yehuda, nivne es harim ha'ela." Let's build these cities. They're already called cities before he builds them. Mashma that they're in existence as cities already. Michlal da arim havu meikara. Right, Shema Minan. It's mashma that these are already cities before he built them. So it's basically saying, let's rebuild these cities. Next. This is a short statement, and next two are very short statements. Two phrases, lots of ink spilled over them. Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos Mikra Megillah. Nashim are obligated to Mikra Megillah. Why is that a Chiddush? Because Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah seishas man grama, even though it's a Darbanan, but it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Nevertheless, women are mechuyavos. Why? She'afein hayavos aneis. Because which means one of two things, machlokes or ashitosos. It either means that they too were part of the decree, or it means that the nes took place because of them. The three times the shas afeim ayubos nes comes up by mikra megillah, by neiros chanukah, and by the dal kosos. So afeim ayubos nes either means that the women were all involved, that they were part of the decree, chanukah they were part of the decree, pesach and purim, or that the nes took place because of them, chanukah because of Yehudis, Pesach because of Nashim Sitkanios, and Purim because of Esther Amalka. That's Afin Hayuba Osornes. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, Hayuba Osornes, Sha'af al Hanashim Gazar Haman, Lahashmin Harag Abin, Minar Zakin, Tafanashim. They were included in the Gzeirah. Tosas points out, he says, Sha'afin Hayuba Osornes, Peirush Rashbam. Rashbam says, Sha'ikar Nes Haya al Yodon. The Ikar Nes took place because of them, Bepur Maide Esther, Bechanak Maide Yehudis, Bepesach, Shabeschutz, Tikanios, Shaba Osador, Nigalu. Okay. But the major thing also is, it says Nashim Chayavos Mikra Megillah. So what, on what level are they Muchuyevos? Are they obligated on the same level as men? So major machlokas. Does that mean women can be motzi men? Does it mean that they're obligated on a lower level than men? That means women can be motzi women. Does that mean since they're obligated like men, but they can't be motzi, they can only listen to men and not be motzi women? So major machlokas. Just look at Tosos here. Toso says, Mikan Mashma, from here it's Mashma, Shanashim Motzios es Achim Yedecho Bosam. They're the same level. They can be Motzi other people, for all other issues aside. Let's just say it's a family member, you don't have Kalisha or Erva issues. They can be Motzi other people, Yedecho Bosam. Midulok Amr Lishmo, Midukram Kilos, they're obligated to hear, they're obligated to read it. Lachinami Mashma Erechin, it's Mashma Erechin also. But if you look at the bottom, it says, well, let's read it. How can I mash the Erechin, the Amr there, it says in Erechin Dachbeis, HaKol K'sherim Likros HaMegillah, everyone's kosher to read the Megillah, U'meisik HaKol K'sherim, what does that mean? L'asui Yemai, U'meshan L'chui Noshim, Mashma L'hotzi HaFilu HaNoshim, they can be motzi even women. First sheet in Tosfos says, women can be motzi men. Bekasha, he says, no, because there's a Tosefta that says that they can't be motzi. So there's the Bahag, V'chein Pasuk B'Bahag, T'isham motzi Amina. A woman can be motzi another woman of a low anashim, but not other men, not men. So that's a machlokas. So I saw that it could be the machlokas could revolve around what when you say the reason why they're obligated in Mikra Megillah is because afhein hayuba osonis. So what does that do? Does afhein hayuba osonis remove the mitzvah sheishes zman grama and now they get the same status as men? What does Afheim Hayuba Osonis mean? No, it's still a mitzvah sheishes zman grama. They have a lower status now of being mechuyav midin Afheim Hayuba Osonis. So therefore, it's a different type of chiyuv from the men, and therefore they wouldn't be able to be motzi. But again, it's a major machlokas.
I read also that the difference is that they are mechuyav in listening, lishmor, while men are mechuyav in likro.
That's the Tosefta. So that's the machlokas and the Tosefta, and that would be the machlokas between Tosfos and the Mahag. The different gears. Everybody read the Tosefta, it says. If you read the Tosefta, I think there's a different gear. So it's in Rabbeinu Chananel here, I think. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Sha'at pein hayu osanis. It says, Amar shu nashim chayos l'shmoa mikra megillah. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. So it's a different, depends on the gear. So that would also make, that would change the whole calculus of what the rule is. Okay. Rabbi Shu ben Levi says, Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So a Purim that falls out on Shabbos, so we don't read Megillah on that Purim, but we have a problem because we have to do Pursuma Nisa somehow because it's Purim. So he says, Show them a Darshim Binyan Shal Yom. You give a drasha about Hilchos Purim on that day. You make a drasha about Purim that day. Gemara says, Ma'ir Purim. What's the Chishma telling you that a Purim you make a drasha about about that day? I feel Yom Tov Nami. Every Yom Tov you do that. Right, the Tanya, we have a Brisa, Moshe Tikkun L'Am Yisrael, and very old Takana from Zavad of Moshe, that Sheyu Sholem V'Dorshim, Bin Yonon Shul Yom, Hilchos Pesach V'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres V'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag V'Chag. We make the Moshe Rabbeinu Takana that on each of the holidays, you make a drasha about those holidays. So Purim would be the same thing. Again, it's the Rabbanan, but called the Rabbanan gained the Raisa Tikkun. The Rabbanans are patterned after the Raisas. So we know that you make a drasha about Purim on Purim. So Gemara says, no, Purim it's the Chilei. Purim, we have to have a special drasha. Because Ma'o de Tema, Mishum de Rabba. You would have thought because of Rabba, we wouldn't, Kamash Malan. What's Rabba? Rabba is the reason, explain to us the reason why we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Shema Yavi Reno, Dalal Amos, Rosh Hashanah. We're afraid that someone's going to carry the Megillah for Amos and Rosh Hashanah and be violate Hotzah. Same thing we say by Lulav. So he would say, so I guess the din would be, the concern might be, that we shouldn't darshan about Megillah. I thought maybe it means it's because if you're going to make a drash about Purim, people might bring their Megillahs to Shul in order to learn. So the same reason why we don't want to read Megillah, we're not going to learn about the Megillah because they have this concern of Shema Yavarenu Dal Amos versus Arabim.
Why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbos, but we read Rus Shirashirim and Kohelet on Shabbos from Akwah. Because this is a, because that's a din on the tzibur, and this is a din on everyone.
So everyone bring their own.
Definitely not. You're not afraid that somebody's going to carry. The same reason why you're not
like every Shabbos.
What?
Like every Shabbos.
Right.
Right.
Same thing.
Right. Same thing.
And
right?
But there's also a reason why you allow a bris milah and you don't say shemay avirenu with the sakim because that's it's a mayochid and only a select number of people, not for everyone.
Okay. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, another lach of Shuv ben Levi. Chayv Adam Likros as a Megillah b'Laila. You're obligated to read the Megillah at night. Ulishnosa b'Yom, and Lishnosa, which we'll see, means to repeat it at night. But the Havamin was and to learn about it during the day. You have to read it at night and again during the day. It's the only one. I don't know if there's any other mitzvah that you have to do twice on the same day. Like mitzvahs lulav is every day you do the lulav. To repeat the mitzvah again in the morning. What do we do? Kiddush maybe? I don't know. What mitzvah do we do? Do at night and then do it again and we'll do it twice in the same day. Huh? No, sukkah is a chiyuv. It's a separate chiyuv, right? I don't know. Okay. Shneamar, because the pasuk says, and this pasuk is in the pasuk of Mishmor Lagelas HaShachar, which is applies to Esther. It says Elo Kai Ekra Yomam Velo Saneh. I'll call out there today, you won't answer. And I call out at night, and I don't see anything, which is interesting because the pasuk brings down the day before the night, which Tosfos points out shows that the main mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is during the day. So, Savarmine, they thought, Lemikre Belaila, to read it at night, Ulemisne Masnisen Dide Beyoma, and learn the Mishnayos during the day, Lishnosa, like Mishnah Torah, to learn it. What does it learn? So Amar and then Amar Lulu Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Dima Farshim and Rabbi Chibar Abba. I was explaining to you Rabbi Chibar Abba. What does it mean? You go into Amar Inchi. It's like what people say. Evor Parsha saw the Da the Esnie. Let me finish this Parsha and I'll read it again. Shnayim Mikra. I'll read it a second time. So that's what it means. You read it two times. Itmar Nami. You have another Bryce that's similar to this, or another statement similar to this. Amar Chalbo, Amar Ula Bira. That's where he's from. Chayev Adam Likros as Hamagila Belaila. A person's obligated to read the Mikra at night. Ulishnos of Ayom and repeated it again at during the day. Shenamar, it's a different pasuk. Lamai is a merch kavod lo yidom. Hashem lokai lamodeka. So lamai is a merch kavod. They said that you should. Parashi points out is that you should be mezamer and give shevach. And what's the shevach? Is the mikra magilla during the day? Below yidom, don't be quiet at night. Again, the pasukim seem to point out that the day is it says the day before the night. So you look at Tosfos on the bottom. Chayiv adam nikros as a magilla b'layel ulishnos of Ayom. Amar Ri, the Ri says, the Apple God Bevarach Zman Belayla, even though we say Shechiyano at night, Chozim Bevarach Osu Bayom, we say Shechiyano again during the day. So we always say, have to have a mind to Mitzvah Sayom and all that. But Tosfos doesn't say that. He says, the Ikur Pisume Nisa Have Be Kriyat Yomama, because the Ikur Pisume Nisa is during the day. The Kra Nabi Masra came. And the Psukim that we quote also is Masra, the Ikur is during the day. The Ksiv Velayla Lotum Yali, Klomar, Apple God Shechor Bayom, Chayev Likros Belayla. Even though you read it during the day, you still have a mechiyuv to read it the night before. The Ikar have it be Yamama, the Ikar Kriya is during the day. Kevon Shehiskar Kasav Tchila, because the Pasuk says it first. Vigam Ikar Suda be Yamama, and all the other mitzvahs are during the day. So all the mitzvahs are during the day, the Mikra Megillah is during the day. Gedam Lakaman, because we say later on, Dim Achal Belayla lo Yotze de Chavasa. If you have a Suda at night, the night before, you're not Yotze. There's a connection between the Asiyah and the Zechira. The Asiyah is during the day. The Zechira Mikra Megillah should be during the day. So he says that the Ikar Mikra Megillah is during the day. So I think according to this Tosfos, the Shechiyonu that you're saying, the Shechiyonu that you're saying at night is probably because it's the first time you're doing the mitzvah. The Shechiyonu that you're saying at the day, because that's the Ikar Megillah, it's the Ikar Mikra Megillah. So maybe according to that, you don't have in mind the mitzvah Sayom, or maybe do it down, maybe, I don't know, but that seems to be saying, that seems to be Tosfos. Fine. Okay, now to go back to the Mishnah. Elish Hakvarim Makdimim Yom Knisa. We allowed the villagers, the people from the outlying villages on the bottom of Dal Amud Aleph, third to last line. Right? Amr Chanina says, Chachamim Hikilu Alakvarim Lios Makdimim Yom Knisa. The Chachamim were makel on those people in the villages to read it on the day of Knisa. Why? Kedesha Yisapku Mayim Umazon Lachem Shabakrachim. So they will bring supplies to their brothers in the cities, that they would be, if they don't have to read on Purim, they can come in on Purim and provide supplies for the Suda. So it seems to be, according to this, that the Hakana was made to allow the Bnei Kfarim to read earlier as a benefit for the people in the cities. That seems to be the right. It says Kedeshi Sapku Mayim Umazon Lachem Shabakrachim. So the Gemara says, Lememra, Lememra is that teaching us, telling us that the takanta de krachim have, that the takanta is made in order to benefit, that the people in the cities would benefit and have food. Raj says, Kadeshi Yispikum Mashma Kadeshiu Pinuyim Liyom Hasimcha, that they would be, that the people in the city will be available. In other words, we're being makel on the villagers in order to benefit the people in the cities, so that they will come and bring food for them during on Purim. So the Gemara says, V'hatanan, our Mishnah says as follows: Chalios b'sheni, if the Yom HaKnisa falls out on Monday, Kvarim v'ayaros gedolos korim bo b'yom, the Bnei Kvarim read that day on Monday. V'im isar, the whole point is that there should be a supply of food for the people in the cities. So liktim uli Yom HaKnisa, let the Bnei Kvarim read on the Thursday before, when they came in the week before, so that on that Monday they'll come in and be able to provide. They won't be busy with Mikra Megillah. They'll be able to provide, you know, foods and supplies for the people in the city. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be, because Havaluhu Asar of Asol Tekin Rabbanan. If Monday is the 14th, that means the previous Yom HaKnisa on Thursday was the 10th, and we learned that from the Pesukim on Daf Beis, that the earliest you can go to is the 11th. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. How about this one? Chalios B'Chamishi. So if the 14th falls out on Thursday, right? So then, Kvarim Vayiros Gedolos Karim B'Yom. Even the villagers come in and they read it that day. Well, why? V'im Isa Liktim Uli Yom HaKnisa. If the whole point is that they should be free and available to provide supplies to the people in the city, let them read on Monday when they came in for the previous Yom HaKnisa. That's only the 11th. That's a couple days before Thursday. That's only the 11th, right? Im Isa Liktim Uli Yom HaKnisa De'achar Asarhu, because that's the 11th. So Gemara says, no, Yom Kenisa Liyom Kenisa L'Dachinan, which I guess a little bit of a cop-out answer. No, we don't push from one Yom Kenisa to another Yom Kenisa. We don't say that one Yom Kenisa is better than the next. So the Gemara says, okay, another question. Tashma, let me give you this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Ei Masai, when do we say that the villagers make it earlier? B'makom Shenichnasim. It's only when they go into the, if in a place where they go to the cities. It's where the cities have the Beis Din sitting on Monday and Thursday. So when they have a dispute, they go in, right? But if there isn't, the villagers don't typically come in on Monday and Thursday because there's no Beis Din. Ein korno so ela bismana. They read it on the bisman on the 14th. Now the isak adaitach takanta the krachin he. Now if the whole reason is that the krachin would have supplies on that day, mishum de in nichnasan mishen chamishi masin the krachin. Just because the people in the villages don't always come in on Monday and Thursday, the people in the city are going to lose out their supplies. The whole point is for them to have supplies, right? If you tell the krachin to read on the 14th, they won't come in to bring the supplies for the suda. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not the whole thing. Is not a takana for the krachin. Rather, lo tema kidei sheis kumayim lamazon. It's not, they don't read it earlier in order to be available to provide supplies. Rather, eleima mipnei shemaspikim mayim lamazon lachem shemakrachem. It's a takana for their benefit, because they're providing food and supplies for the krachin food and because they are providing mayim and mazon all year for their brothers in the cities, because of that schar, the schar we give them is that they can make it earlier, that they can come in, and they won't have to come in again on the 14th. In other words, they're providing supplies. So we're gonna give them a tircha, that they got to come in on Monday, and they got to come in again on Wednesday to hear Megillah. Well, say no. They came in on Monday, and they can read the Megillah on Monday, and they can be done. It's a reward for them, not a benefit for the people in the bigger cities.
Does that mean they don't have people to read Megillah for them in the farm?
It seems that. It seems that way.
Because if that's the case, then it doesn't work, because you have the people who come to bring supplies are the men. Now the entire city has to come to the entire village has to come.
It's only those who are chayv. So maybe the women have to come also, according to Rav Shuv and Levi. Everyone has to go. I don't know how big are the villages.
I don't know.
Maybe the villages are 8 people. I don't know how big are the villages. I don't know. Okay. So the Mishnah said Ketzad. So like we said, gave the cases of the Megillah is being read on the 11th, the 12th. So Chal. So Purim falls out the Yom B'Sheni B'Shabbos. So Purim is on a Monday. Kvarim va'yaros gedolos karim bo bayom. They read it on that day. Chal yos b'shlishi yom b'rivi. Gemara gave examples. So Mishnah, the Gemara just asked, it's a linguistic question. Mishnah Resha, in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Sidur di Yarcha. The Gemara gave the dates based on the moon. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. But the Mishnah Seifa, but at the end of the Mishnah, it's Naka Sidur di Yom. It gave days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Why the difference? So the Gemara says, I didn't want you to say, you know, if it falls out on the 11th, you read it on whatever date of the month you would read it on. So the Gemara answers, and Rashi goes through the whole list. Aidi the mishapkel in nakat sidur diyomi. What ends up happening is because all the dates will get mixed up. Because if you wrote according to the ways of the month, there will be some times where, like for example, when Purim falls out on Sunday, you go back to Thursday and you read on Yud Aleph. And if it falls on Shabbos, you go back to Thursday, which is the 12th. But if it falls on Erev Shabbos, you go to the 13th. So there are all types of calculations and combinations where the dates won't match up. Just because it's a later day in the week, and a later day of the month, doesn't necessarily mean that you're reading in a later day of the week. So therefore, and the Rashi goes through all the calculations, therefore they just made it easier and said, okay, it's the days of the weeks and the days of the months and days of the week to make it easier for you to understand the calculations. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Chal liyos be'er Shabbos. So if it fell out, if Yud Aleph falls on Erev Shabbos, Yud Aleph falls on Friday, which can't happen, if Yud Aleph falls on Friday, the Kvarim, the villagers come in, they read it earlier on Thursday, and the Ayaros, the regular cities, and the Mukovos Choma, and those in Yerushalayim, read on Friday, right? This is where we get the Purim Shulash. You read it on Friday because we don't read on Shabbos. So the Gemara now says, Masnisin Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah that says that the regular cities and the walled cities would read, or the citizens of the regular cities and the walled cities, would read on the same day on Friday. So the Gemara says, E Rabbi Yossi. It could be either Rebbe, or it could be Rabbi Yossi. So now we're going to go through different brises. First, we're going to go to the brise that shows that it could be Rabbi Shita. Then we'll go through the brise that shows that it could be Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Masnisin Mani, E Rabbi Yossi. My Rebbe. Where would we see Rebbe's words? The Tanya, the following brise. Chal Li Yos Be'er Shabbos. Purim falls out on Friday. Kvarim, the villagers, Vayoros Gedolos, and the big cities, Makdim and Liyoma Kanisa, they push back. If the cities go back to Thursday, Umukap and Choma, and the walled cities, Bo Bayom, they read on Friday, which is weird. That means because Purim fell out on Friday, we would push back to Thursday, and the walled cities would push back to Friday. To make sure the walled cities and the cities don't read on the same day, right? Rebbe says no. Omer Ani, Lo Yidachu Ayaros Mekoman, the cities should not move from their place. Ella Elu Elu, the cities and the walled cities, Korim Bo Bayom, they read on Friday. So that's Rebbe Shita. That's exact, and that fits into our Mishnah. So my time, now the Mishnah asks, my time of the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say that the regular cities go back one day to Thursday, go early one day to Thursday? He says, because the Pasuk says, Kimu v'kiblu yudim aleihem lios osim eshneiyom elu k'sam k'zmanim chol shana v'shana. Everything has to be the same every year. And he says, ma chol shana v'shana, I always call them lum kofim. Just like every year, the cities read a day before the walled cities. Afkan, so to hear, right? Ayaros called him Ligmukafim. The cities have to read the day before the walled cities. The Gemara says, Ema, well, maybe you'll say, the Kol Shana B'Shana, Ma Kol Shana B'Shana, Ein Yidachim Ayaros M'Koman, Afkan Lo Yidachu Ayaros M'Koman. Maybe you'll say, well, Kol Shana B'Shana means you have to be consistent every year. Every year, regular cities never move. So this year also, regular cities don't move their date. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hach, he'll say, Lo Afshar. You have no choice. They'll have to move. So the Gemara says, well, they have no choice. And this year you have to move because we have Kol Shana B'Shana that's pulling us in two ways. Yet they always stay and they always have to be beforehand. So this year they can't always stay because they have to be beforehand. So they have to move. But Rebbe, what does he say? Why does he say that they don't move and they stay on Erev Shabbos? Just the opposite. He's going to say, my time, B'Kol Shana B'Shana, my Kol Shana B'Shana, in Ayaros Nidachim Mekomam. Just like every year, the cities don't move.
Afkan lo yidoch vayosh mekom. So to now, the cities won't move. They won't move the date that they read. So the ema ah maybe kol shana shana means ma kol shana shana vayosh kol mukafim. That every year is supposed to be a day before. So afkan it should be a day before. Afkan ayiros kol dosim mukafim shani hacha de lo afshar. No, here it's impossible. So basically, it's the same drasha. It's the same limudim. It's just which limud do you think takes more precedence? The limud that they always have to be before, or the limud that they always have to be before, or the limud that they never move. And so if you take A, then low F-star keeps A. If you take B, then low F-star keeps B. Okay, so that's Rebbe Shita, but Rebbe said clearly that if Purim falls on a Friday, no one moves, they don't move to Thursday, you read on Friday. And my Rebbe Yossi also has the same din. My Rebbe Yossi, the Tanya, we have another Braisa. Chal li yos be'er Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Friday, and therefore the walled cities can't read on Shabbos, so Mukafin in the walled cities, Bekvarim, and the villagers, Makdim al Yom HaKnisa, which is, wow. So you take the people supposed to be on Shabbos, you make them go 2 days earlier, till Thursday, with the villagers. The Yaros Gedolos, Korim Obayom. And the regular cities read on Friday. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Ein Mukafim Komi LaYaros. You're never going to have where the walled cities read before the unwalled cities. So you can't move them to Thursday. Therefore, Ela Eilav Eilu Korim Obayom. The walled cities and the unwalled cities will read that day on Thursday.
Read about Rabbi Yossi. He was blind, right?
Correct.
So he wasn't allowed to learn Torah Shebichtav.
Right. That's we had that yesterday. That's why he was the expert in. That's why he was the expert in Targum. Right. We said that the Targum. That's Rabbi Yossi. He was the expert in Targum. Because that's why all the times we say that I don't know what it meant, that Rabbi Yossi brings the Targum because he became blind. He got sick and became blind. Okay. So the Amar says, "My Tana Tanakama." What's the svar of Tanakama that pushes the walled cities all the way forward to Thursday? My Shana Tanakama, the Ksiv, because it says Bechol Shana V'Shana, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Yeros Marbasa. Just like every year, the unwalled cities are 14th. This Manos Shazel, those Manos Shazel. It's a different time than the walled cities. Afkana Yeros Marbasar, the unwalled cities are going to be the 14th. This Manos Shazel, those Manos Shazel, and it can't be the same time as the walled cities. So the walled cities can't read on Shabbos. And the walled cities can't read on Friday because it can't be the same time as the unwalled cities, so you move them to Thursday. The ema, so maybe you'll say the same as Rosh Hashanah. The ema, the kosher mishana, ma kosher mishana in mukafim kodim layaros. Well, just to be consistent, every year the walled cities don't read before the unwalled cities. Afkan in mukafim kodim layaros. So to the year, the unwalled cities shouldn't read before the walled cities. Shani hacha, we say no here, delo efshar. No choice, we're stuck. Right, so my time the Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi? The opposite. The Kol Shana V'Shana, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, Eimu Kofim Kol Milayaros. Every year, the unwalled don't read before the walled. The walled don't read before the unwalled. Afkan, so to hear, Eimu Kofim Kol Milayaros. So to hear, the walled should not be reading before the unwalled. I have Eimu Kol Shana V'Shana. Say Kol Shana V'Shana means that they can't read on the same day. Right, again, Shoshani Hachad Lo Afshar. We have no choice. Again, it depends on which drasha you give precedence. So now the Gemara says, the Brisa just said, according to the Brisa that said, that if Yudal falls out on Friday, Rebbe holds that the cities and the unwalled cities read on the 14th, and the cities don't move forward to the 13th. I mean, you don't make this thing that you always have to have the cities a day before the unwalled cities. Gemara that says, "V'sava Rebbe ayaros lo tachin al yom kanisa." Does Rebbe really say that the unwalled cities aren't moved to the gathering day to Thursday, which would be the 13th? V'atanya, we have a following brisa. We see the contradiction in Rebbe. V'atanya chalios b'Shabbos. Let's say Purim falls out on Shabbos, which cannot happen nowadays. Shushan Purim can, but Purim Yudala can't. But in those days, Purim could fall out on Friday, on Shabbos. So what do we do? Kvarim Achnisim, Liyom Achnisa. The Kvarim go back to Liyom Achnisa, which is Thursday. Vayoros Gedolos, and the big cities that can't read on Shabbos, Korim Be'er Shabbos. They read on Friday, which is the 13th. Umakafas Choma, Lamachar. And those who are walled read the next day, which would be Sunday, because that would be Bo Bayom. That would be their day, Shushan Purim.
I think that this happened already after the time of Ezra when they came back, and by then they already had a fixed calendar, so you thought it could not.
No, they had a fixed calendar. The fixed calendar that we have is by times of Hillel and Amora.
Way later.
Yeah, way later. 400s or something like that when we sit with the fixed calendar. Right, we're ready to do, we're doing Kiddush Alpiri, even their times, Zman is Bayashani, and even after Zman Bayashani. I mean, they may have known everything, but they still were Mekadosh Alpiri.
700 years later.
Right, it's much later. Okay, so that doesn't mean they didn't know the calculations. They just weren't fixing it based on the calculations. They were fixing it based on the Riyah. But here it's okay. Let's go again. So he says, "Stubber Rebbe, are yours go dachinon lo yom kedisha." They don't put the cities to Thursday. Batanya, the Bryce says, Chalios was Shabbos, the 14th was on Shabbos, the Kfar Makdino Yom Knisa, the villagers go to the 13th. Vayoros Gadolos, Korin Be'er Shabbos, and the big cities go to Friday. Umukov Schoma, the Machar, and the wall cities go to Sunday. Rebbe says, here's a Rebbe, Omer Ani, Hovenit, Vayoros Mekoma, once you move the Ayoros from their date, I mean you can't move on Shabbos, right, then Yitchul Yom Knisa. Bring them to the Yom HaKenisa. Bring them to Thursday. So you see, Rebbe holds that you do move the big cities to the Yom HaKenisa. So the answer is obvious. And the Gemara says, it depends on what day you're talking about. Previously, Rebbe was talking about when Purim itself fell out on Friday. So they can already read it on Friday. Here we're talking about when Purim falls out on Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, they can't read it on Shabbos. So once they're being pushed, push it to the Yom HaKenisa. But when it falls out on Friday, why would you push it? You can read it Bo Bayom. That's what he says, Hachyashna. Hasam there, Zmanam Shabbos, Hu Hova Nidchu Yiddachu. Hacha, Zmanam Erev Shabbos. The second Brisa is talking about where it was on Shabbos, once it's being pushed, pushed. But the first Brisa was talking about when it fell on a Friday, that's the day, read it on Friday. Okay. So, Kaman Azla, in accordance with whose sheet does the following go? Kaman Azla, Ha, the Amr Rabbi Chelbo, Amr Rabbuna, Purim, so Purim means Yudalid, Shechalios Meshabbos, that falls out on Shabbos. Hakol nidchul yom haknisa. Everyone gets pushed to Thursday, right? Hakol sokol daitoch. What do you mean hakol? Not everybody. La'ikam ukafim da'avi l'machar. You have the wall cities that can read tomorrow. If you can read on your day, you read on your day. Tomorrow's tesvav, they'll read on tesvav. Ella kol had what it means. The Bryce says hakol hanidcha. Anything that gets pushed, yidachul yom haknisa should be pushed to Thursday. If it falls out on Shabbos, pushed to Thursday. Come on, that's like Rebbe. Rebbe holds if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then just so once you're already pushing, push to Thursday. So according to Rebbe, if Purim falls on Shabbos, the villagers and the regular cities will read on Thursday. No one reads on Friday. No one reads on Shabbos. And the walled cities will read on their day, which is Tesvav, which would be on Sunday. The way I think we work it out on Purim Meshulash, again, for us, Purim could never fall on Shabbos. So we would always, if Purim falls on a Friday, which it does, you read on Friday. And if that's the case, Purim falls on a Friday, and Tesvav is on Shabbos. So the Yerushalayim can't read on Shabbos. So I think they read on they push forward, they read on Friday, like everybody else, right? And then they have their Suda, everything on Sunday. On
and
Sunday, I think they have
Shabbos,
it.
Shabbos, they read also on Sunday.
Yeah, because Purim is on Shabbos. So the Suda would be on Sunday.
Yes.
Sorry, Shusha, Purim. No, they have the Suda. No, Purim's on Friday. Purim's on Friday. The Suda's on Shabbos. Yes. And all the mitzvahs, the Matanos of Yonim, right, the Matanos of Yonim and the Mishloach Manos are on Sunday.
No, this year was... They read the
Riddle
on Friday. Right. On Shabbos, they read the Kriya and they say
Al-Nisim. Right.
And on Sunday,
they do the mitzvahs. They do the mitzvahs. Yeah. It's a Purim Mishloach. It's 3 days. It goes. They do everything over 3 days. Yeah.
What do they do on Shabbos?
They do the laning.
2 cities for Torah and they say
Al-Nisim. Right. Okay. Okay, the Gemara then says, the Kula Al-Mia and Megillah B'Shabbos Al-Karina. This whole thing is premised on the fact that everyone agrees you don't read Megillah on Shabbos. So my time, why not? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hakol Chayav Mikra Megillah. Everyone is obligated to read the Megillah. The Ein Kol Bekim Mikra Megillah. Not everyone is adept at reading the Megillah. So Gzeir Mishum Yitlena Biyado Beilech Etzavaki Lilmod Biyavrena Abrahamas Mursus Arabim. Because we're afraid that people might take their Megillah to bring it to the tutor to teach them how to read the Megillah, which is interesting. Why did just say on Shabbos no one read their own Megillah? Everyone just go to shul where the Megillah is. Why are we concerned that people? I don't know. He says we're concerned in Shema Yavrin Al Amos Birshus Arabim.
Same story with shofar.
The Gemara says Haynu Taima the shofar, Haynu Taima the lulav. The same reason my shofar, the same reason my lulav. We don't let you do it. Shema Yavrin Al Amos Birshus Arabim.
Lulav is different because lulav everyone takes his own. Shofar is sent to you. Say you
right. I hear. Here, but it's a little different. Right? I hear. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Amar. Rabbi Yossi says no. He's a different reason. Now Tosa says Rabbi Yossi is not arguing. He's just giving an additional reason for Purim. Right? He says Rabbi Yossi Amar. B'pnei she'eneim shel aniyim nesuos mikra Megillah. The aniyim are expecting, and the people give more money when they read Megillah. When you read Megillah, that's when everybody's open to give money. But if you're reading on Shabbos, you can't give, and the aniyim are going to lose out. Right? Rashi says. And Tosfos points out He's not arguing on the time of Rabbah. The Hagav Shofar Lulav like a time Achrina. He doesn't have a different reason by Shofar and Lulav. Because what about in the base of Mikdash? In the base of Mikdash, for the first, for Lulav and Shofar, you don't have those takanas. They do take it and they do take Lulav and blow Shofar. But he'll say that even on Purim, Afil Hachi on Purim, you can't read Megillah in the Mikdash. He gets another reason. So even in the Mikdash, or if you explain according to Rabbah, Mikdash means Yerushalayim, you would, according to Rabbi Yosef, you still can't read Megillah on Shabbos because it's Taloi in the Matanos Levyonim. Okay. Tainan Mehachi, we have a similar brisa that says, Afal Pisha Amru, even though we say, Purim Makdivim Liyom HaKnisa, Govim Bo Bayom Umachalkin Oso Bo Bayom. Even though we say that when it says, Brisa says, that we're saying that the Brisa's, that the Aniyim are waiting for the money. So the Brisa says, even though we say that the Purim, you bring it earlier, Mikra Regila, all earlier, you still collect Matanas Tavionim Bo Bayom on that day. Umilchakim Bo Bayom. Tamar says, wait a minute, Afalpi Amru, Adarab, Mishumda Amru Hayu. Right, Tamar says, no, it's not Afalpi, it's because of. Ella, Hoova Amru. Since they say that Kvarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, that the Kvarim make, the Kvarim, they read Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, therefore, Govin Bo Bayom Mechakim Bo Bayom. From those people, we'll collect Matanos Levyonim and we'll give out Matanos Levyonim because we tie Matanos Levyonim, the mitzvos, with the Megillah. Right? Mipnei she'eneim shalaniyim nesus mikra Megillah. Because if you're reading Megillah, the aniyim are waiting for their money. Aval, however, Simcha, the Simcha eino no heges ela bismana. But the Simcha, the Machal Mishnah, even though you're giving Matanos Levyonim on the Yom HaKnisa, these people who read on the 11th, they're going to only have, they're going to have the Mishloach Manos, and they'll have the Suda back in their villages on the 14th. Okay, we'll stop here.